New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he has not yet decided whether to accept the nomination of the progressive-leaning Working Families Party in the race for governor. It previously backed actor Cynthia Nixon after a bitter split in the party. Karen DeWitt reports.
When the Working Families Party chose Nixon for governor over Cuomo last spring, the argument was heated. Its executive director, Bill Lipton, said Cuomo, in his first two terms in office, did not live up to expectations that the governor would back progressive ideas and policies.
For 8 years, we tried to work with Andrew Cuomo to transform New York into a truly progressive state. For 8 years, he broke his promises and kept the Republicans in power in the state Senate, blocking critical legislation for affordable housing, women's equality, and criminal justice reform.
The decision to abandon Cuomo for Nixon caused some union members to leave the party. After Nixon lost the September Democratic primary to Cuomo, she said she did not want to remain on the working families ballot. Lipton says after meeting on October 3rd, the remaining party members decided it was best that they put aside their differences and endorse Cuomo after all, to work to get more Democrats elected to state and federal offices.
A majority of people felt like now is the time to focus on the threat poised by Trump Republicans who are out there attacking working families every day, attacking our democracy. Don't even believe in the rule of law. So there's a dire threat, and under those circumstances, we need to focus on defeating Republicans for Congress and also for state Senate.
The governor says he also believes the top priority in November is getting more Democrats elected. But does Cuomo need to be on the Working Families Party line to do that? The governor says he hasn't yet made up his mind. The party says the deadline for a decision is 5 p.m. on Friday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.